How to use the Five Relational Agreements tool. The Five Relational Agreements are more than just principles to internalize. They are practical commitments meant to be actively engaged with in your relationship. The one-page tool at the end of this section that outlines these agreements is a powerful resource designed to help couples reinforce these commitments in their daily interactions. It's not just a guide to read once and set aside, but a dynamic tool that can be revisited and used regularly to strengthen your relationship. In this section, we'll explore how you and your partner can make the most of this tool. The aim is to help you both integrate these agreements into your relationship in a meaningful way, ensuring that they aren't just theoretical concepts, but living, breathing parts of your everyday life together. Step 1. Create a safe and comfortable space. Before diving into the agreements, it's important to set the right atmosphere. Find a quiet, comfortable place where both of you can sit down together without distractions. This could be in your living room, a favorite spot in your home, or even a peaceful outdoor setting. The key is to choose a space where you both feel safe and relaxed, as this will encourage openness and honest communication. Step 2. Take turns reading the agreements aloud. The next step is to read the agreements to each other, one by one. This is an important exercise in itself, as reading the agreements aloud reinforces the commitments you're making both to yourself and to your partner. Here's how to approach this step. One partner reads, one listens. Start with the first agreement. One partner reads the entire agreement, including the accompanying paragraph, while the other listens attentively. The goal here is to not only hear the words, but to truly absorb the meaning behind them. Switch roles. After one partner has read the agreement, switch roles. The other partner will then read the agreement aloud. Continue this process until all five agreements have been shared. This ensures that both of you are equally engaged and have the opportunity to express these commitments. Step 3. Reflect and discuss together. After both of you have read through all five agreements, take some time to reflect on what you've just shared. This reflection is crucial for deepening your understanding of the agreements and for connecting them to your specific relationship dynamics. Consider the following prompts to guide your discussion. What resonated with you? Discuss which of the agreements resonated most with each of you and why. Are there specific aspects that feel particularly relevant to your current relationship challenges or goals? How can these agreements improve our relationship? Talk about how each agreement can be applied to your relationship. Are there specific areas where you think these principles could make a difference? How can you support each other in living out these commitments? What challenges might we face? Acknowledge any potential challenges in sticking to these agreements. Are there areas where you anticipate difficulties? How can you address these challenges together in a supportive way? This discussion should be open, honest, and free of judgment. In fact, practice the agreements as you discuss them. The aim is to deepen your understanding of each other's needs and perspectives and to reinforce your shared commitment to these relationship agreements. Step 4. Revisit the tool regularly. The one-page version is not something to use just once and forget. It's designed to be a resource that you can return to regularly as a couple. Here are some ideas on how to integrate this tool into your routine. Set a regular check-in. Consider setting a regular time, weekly, bi-weekly, or monthly, to revisit the agreements together. This could be part of a relationship check-in where you discuss how things are going and reflect on how well you're both adhering to the agreements. Use the tool during conflicts. When tensions arise or conflicts occur, use the tool as a reference point. Before a difficult conversation, review the agreements together as a reminder of how you want to approach the discussion. This can help to de-escalate potential conflicts and keep the conversation respectful and constructive. Celebrate your successes. Take time to acknowledge and celebrate when you've successfully applied these agreements in your relationship. Whether it's handling a disagreement with gentle communication or pausing when overwhelmed, recognize these moments reinforces positive behavior and strengthens your bond. Step 5. Adapt the agreements to your relationship. While the five relational agreements provide a strong foundation, every relationship is unique. Feel free to adapt the language and approach of the agreements to better suit your specific relationship dynamics. The key is to ensure that the core principles, acceptance, gentle communication, emotional regulation, respectful requests, and thoughtful reflection, remain intact. For example, if you find that one of the agreements needs to be expanded or adjusted based on your experiences, discuss this with your partner and make the changes together. This adaptability makes the agreements more personal and relevant, increasing the likelihood that they'll become an integral part of your relationship. Conclusion. The 5 Relational Agreements tool is a powerful resource for fostering a mature, respectful, and loving relationship. By reading these agreements aloud to each other and discussing their significance, you and your partner reinforce your commitment to these principles. Revisit the tool regularly to ensure that these agreements remain at the forefront of your relationship, guiding you through both the everyday moments and the more challenging times. Ultimately, this tool is about creating a shared understanding and a mutual commitment to maintain a healthy, supportive relationship. By actively engaging with the 5 relational agreements, you're building a foundation that can withstand the ups and downs of life, helping you to nurture a relationship that is both deeply connected and enduring. In the ebook, print the next page to use as you work through this section. Post it where you can review it regularly.